You're listening to the Red Moon Radio Podcast, episode number 23, with special guests, Nashville, Tennessee's Telephones. Red Moon Radio is a regular podcast dedicated to garage, psychedelic, fuzz, and lo-fi, as well as good old-fashioned rock and roll from around the world. We bring you the best new music and interviews, introducing you to your new favorite band. The show is available on Podomatic and on Stitcher, as well as by subscription on Google Play and iTunes. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Red Moon Radio 1, on Facebook at facebook.com/redmoonradio. Get in touch with us by email at redmoonradio2015@gmail.com. And watch for us along with the other music junkies on the music website 53rdandthird.com. Links to the bands and extras are available in our show notes on the Podomatic and Stitcher pages, as well as on 53rdandthird.com. Come back often and add us to your favorites. Now let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, Erin here. Welcome to the Red Moon Radio Podcast. I'm really excited to present this week's special guests, Telephones, who are probably heading back from playing some shows at South by Southwest as I speak. Before we get started, a quick reminder that previous episodes of the podcast, including last month's episode with Dopey's Robe, are available for your listening pleasure on Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, and through iTunes. Also, don't forget to check out Red Moon Radio along with all the other music junkies and podcasters on 53rdandthird.com. New episodes are updated on the website with extra content. This week's guests are the excellent garage band Telephones from Nashville, Tennessee. Let's start off with the opening track from their debut EP, a little ditty called Subculture Danger. Check it out. As I mentioned off the top, this episode of the Red Moon Radio Podcast features Telephones, a garage surf rock outfit based in Nashville. Their 5-song EP, Rack Your Noodle, was released in October last year, followed closely by a split single with Tarantula Hands on the eve of the US election. The energy that the guys bring to their music, as well as a love of a variety of music, as you'll see in the interview, make for some great listening, and I can only imagine a great live show. As I said, they just performed at South by Southwest for the first time a few days ago, and I'm seriously bummed that I wasn't able to see them live. Another time, I hope. I had the great pleasure of speaking with Wes, Adam, Jason, and Jack of Telephones back in February via Skype from Nashville. Welcome to Red Moon Radio. We have Telephones with us from Nashville, Tennessee. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and say hello?
I'm Jason. I play bass.
Hey, Jason.
I'm Wes, and I play guitar and I sing.
Hi, Wes.
Hey. I'm Jack. I play guitar.
Hey, Jack.
I'm Adam. I play the drums.
Hey, Adam. So, can you tell me a little bit about Telephones?
They should start with it.
Well, yeah, Jason and I formed a band called Telephones back in Atlanta because he and I grew up together from when we were like 6 years old. And we formed Telephones as like a little like duo when we were like juniors because we like grew up listening to music and decided we should make a band. And then we kind of like made some music, but then I moved up to Nashville, Jason stayed there. And then Jack and I formed a group, and it was called Deer Leaf at the time, which, looking back, wasn't a great name. It was a terrible name. But we added Jason moved up, so we added Jason, and we played with a different drummer for a while, and then eventually he decided that he didn't really want to be a drummer. He wants to like do his own thing with his band. So and Adam was in a band with him too. So we're just like, well, since he's doing his own thing, we should all just make a band ourselves. And we decided to use our old name just because it had a little bit of a we liked it back then and we felt it kind of fit. Yeah. And there's a bunch of puns we can make with it, so that's always fun. You know, yeah.
Give me a pun. Give me a Telephones pun.
Oh man,
it has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yes, that's a very good one. So Telephones, and you spell it with an F.
Yes, an F instead of a PH.
Yes.
So what's the thought behind that?
The thought behind that was we were briefly Telephone, actually, with a PH, but about a month before our first EP was supposed to come out, a man in Sweden released an electronic album under a fairly large label under Telephones.
Yeah.
So we were unfortunately out of the name.
We had to go back to
the roots there.
And I don't really remember why when we made it, when it was F originally, I don't really remember why we made it F. It was just kind of like we were in a basement one day. We were like, we don't have a name for our group. We're making some music and there was like a really old telephone. And we're just like,
Telephones.
That's a word that I hear a lot.
It's kind of like television, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of like television, except with an F for some reason. It's really, yeah.
One person also said, because we're so effing loud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Website.
Yeah, that's true.
That works.
And we were just talking about the fact that it's not the telephones, it's just telephones.
Just telephones, yes.
Important distinction, for sure. So you guys are out of Nashville, but you're not all from Nashville.
Yeah, we're all from different places, actually. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So how long have you been in Nashville?
2 years now.
2 years, yeah. We're all students.
Okay. So this is a fairly recent group for you.
The iteration of it, yes.
Yeah.
The group itself has been around for about 4 years, but this iteration of it has been around for about a year.
Yeah.
Cool. And you recently released an EP not that long ago, back in October.
Yes, ma'am.
Called Rack Your Noodle, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about Rack Your Noodle.
It was a long process to record, that's for sure.
We started it about probably 8 months before it was done.
So it took a really long time. We started it actually as Deer Leaf with the old drummer.
But it was released under Telephones.
But it was released under Telephones by the time it came out. And Adam is on most of it as the drummer, but the other guy is on Mystery Powder.
Yeah.
Which was our first single. But yeah, it was kind of a long, drawn-out process. It wasn't exactly fun. We were all very new to the recording in this house because it was pretty much all recorded. At least three of the songs, in the house.
Oh wow!
It took a long time to we weren't very great at playing to a click at the time, so it was really a mess. But it came together fairly well. And as far as we're recording another one right now, and it's been a much smoother process.
Yeah. So it was a learning process, and that's helped.
Definitely.
Yeah. I still like how all the songs turned out.
They all sounded pretty much how they're intended to sound.
Oh, that's good. So you have another, you're recording another, is it an EP as well, or will it be a full album?
It's a long EP.
It's a 9-song EP, yeah.
So it's got a lot of songs, but a lot of the songs are very short. It's like some mostly 1 to 2 minute songs, so it's like a much different feel. It's like kind of rock and roll, like roots. I wouldn't say roots, but like we're kind of like trying to deconstruct a lot of our influences and like kind of do that one last time before we really venture into our more experimental tendencies, which we've already started writing those songs, but we really wanted to like nail down these like rock and roll songs and like, you know, get those done and then kind of move on, I guess.
How would you describe your music then to somebody who hadn't heard it before?
I normally throw out surf, post-punk,
we don't have any shoegaze. We have some shoegaze songs, but we haven't recorded any of them yet.
Yeah, we've got some new wave, I guess you could say, on the last record.
Yeah, Chicago is kind of a new
wave. This next record's probably more surfy than anything, though.
Yeah.
It's got the second side of it's a medley, a surf medley, so it's good. We're recording that here in Nashville at a studio called Q Hut, which is an older studio here.
Yeah, it's actually where Dylan recorded parts of Blonde on Blonde, which is cool. Pretty happy about that. Just a cool little name drop.
And you also released like a split at election time?
Yeah, that was our election day split.
That was actually with my band from back home in Louisville, Kentucky, called Tarantula Hands.
Yeah.
It was just a fun little thing we recorded.
Split cassette. Both the songs, the song that we put out on that split cassette, Ignoramus, is going to be on the next EP coming out.
It opens
up. We figured they were both appropriate for election day here, so we went ahead with the split cassette there.
Yeah.
It was a
pretty good, although we realized after we released it, like when it happened and like what went down, we were all just like, well, no one cares that it came out because everybody's like freaking out about the election. So
It was overshadowed.
In retrospect, not our like most sound business idea. But
well, now people can get into it.
Post-election. Yeah.
Post-everything. Post-post.
Post-post, indeed.
Do you guys play any cover songs at all? So you're talking about influences.
Yeah, we play a couple of covers.
Yeah, so far, we've done Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix.
I'm Waiting for My Man by Velvet Underground.
Yeah, and we did Why Don't We Do It in the Road.
Why Don't We Do It in the Road.
That was our first ones, We do a rocking cover.
That's fun. We're cooking up a cover, R. Stevie Moore's cover of Strawberry Fields.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
About to play that one.
We like to play a lot of Ween.
Ween.
Yeah, we do have some
Ween. A lot of the spirit of the band is from Ween, actually, just because we don't like to stick with one genre. We like to mix it up and just like we really are focused on like nailing all the stuff that we like, and just like every song, just do justice to that song, and then see if we can like form it into a cohesive piece of work as an album. But yeah, that's it.
You have your work cut out for you because you gave me a list of songs to play. Maybe you can tell me, do you remember what you picked? Can you tell me a little bit about each of the songs?
Jason,
what did you pick?
I picked a song by this band, Dream Love.
Oh, yeah.
It's a synth pop band from Florida. They're not around anymore, but they just put out this one album that's really great.
It needs some deserves some attention.
Deserves some attention for sure. Nobody really heard it.
I had never heard them before, but I searched them out and I was like, wow, this is really cool. But it was totally not what I was expecting.
The guy's in another band too, called Circus.
That's his main project. Yeah. He has a couple albums out.
They're all very good.
I consider him one of the like geniuses, like unspoken, like unheard geniuses of like music. He's just like, the way he composes music. He's one of the only people who writes music that I cannot nail down at all. He's just like off the wall. He's crazy.
What'd you pick?
Nice pick.
I picked Alex Cameron, The Comeback. Yeah, that's he's like, I heard his album last year. I don't know if it actually came out last year, but I like heard it for the first time last year, and it's just like this dude, and like he definitely like needs the recognition, and he writes these, again, like really great like minimalist synth pop songs. And he also kind of sounds like Springsteen, like in his voice, so I'm kind of like, I was like, well, I like this a lot, and so I kind of figured that was a good choice, just because I've been listening to that album, Jumping the Shark, a ton lately. It's my favorite song, probably.
I went with the Yardbirds over Under Sideways Down, just because I'm not sure I wanted a rock song on it, and Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, can't go wrong when they're together, I suppose, on stage.
I picked Edith Piaf cover of La Vie en Rose. I don't know if Louis does the original, but the Louis Armstrong version is what I almost went with. I don't know. It just has this like really crisp old tone to it. I don't know. Just a beautiful song came to mind.
And there's one other song that you chose as well.
Yeah, Abwärts, Softly Soft.
Oh, yeah, that song's great. Yeah,
that's a great little proto-punk.
Yeah.
Some German post-punk, proto-punk-esque thing. That whole record's great.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with them either, so you guys are giving me a lesson in music today, which is great.
Yeah, we just heard about, our friends in the Mumsies, who are a band around town, showed us them just recently. They're a local band. They're pretty damn good, too.
Awesome.
They say they're done with television. Hey! dès que je t'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur qui bat.
Nashville, which is like music.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of shows.
Central, right?
Yeah.
What's it like being in Nashville? What kind of vibe is there in terms of the music scene?
Crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a very crowded music scene.
It feels sometimes like everybody's working against you, but then you meet the people who aren't, who really want to help you out, and they're very, very honest and legitimate about it. So that's nice once you meet those people. But you gotta wade through. I don't know
if they're not. Well, there's just so much music here. You can play kind of music here every night, you know? Yeah. And you'll find any genre pretty much.
A vast ocean
of music.
But overall, it's been pretty nice to us, though.
There's some great bands here, too. And there's a wealth of great venues.
Yeah. Although our DIY scene pretty much just got shut down.
Oh, yeah. The Oakland Fires really did a number on our DIY scene here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Did you hear about that? There's a big fire in Oakland in California, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like
it's a DIY space. Yeah.
And like the fire marshal here just went like kind of. He was just like, we need to step it up. Stop those DIY venues and stuff.
Wow.
But it's coming back.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Get up to regulation, which is which is definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that some of them had to close down for good, though. Well, one of our favorites lost their lease.
Meal Ticket, a great little space that a lot of good people would play that had to close down, unfortunately, but it was fun. But Nashville's great. I enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a good city.
Good city to be in. And Jack, you are involved in a cassette label, right? Or are all of you involved?
S and I are.
I and a friend of ours, Blake, are the ones who started it a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's called Banana Tapes, right?
Yeah, Banana Tapes. You can look us up. We got a website and all that. We sell cassettes as cheap as we can.
Yeah.
But pretty much we just started that as a way to help put our music out on cassette and get better deals as a company instead of just a person. It's fun. We love putting out our friends' music on. So.
Yeah, it's really just kind of like it's a cool little.
And you can find our nice projects too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we like last year, like our first thing that we did together. Was this thing called Skunk House, where it was just like this, like I was listening to a lot of krautrock at the time, and I really just wanted to do some like experimenting just like with improv music. So I just got a bunch of my friends who are musicians at the time, the bass player being like one of the best musicians I know, Steven Lupe, he plays in another band around town called Born Animal. And we just like went into this like really low basement on the campus of Belmont, and we just like jammed for like an hour and just got like these nice little two jams out of it.
Yeah, it's about 9 people, all improv, recorded straight to tape. It was a fun time.
It was good stuff, and it holds up. I listen, I like pop it in every once in a while. It was a fun little adventure to do. Yeah.
And so it's all cassettes. This is like kind of the next wave, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
I guess so. I don't know. They're cheap.
That's true.
Portable.
Yeah. People's old cars have cassette decks.
Yeah. I got a cassette deck.
I bought cassettes today.
Yeah.
I buy cassettes all the time. So, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a market for it. Especially when they're like $3 or $4. How can you go wrong, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the cheap merch. So it's that.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any shows coming up that you want to talk about?
We're going down to South by Southwest to play an unofficial show that's yet to be announced in March, so March 17th.
We're really excited.
Have you guys ever been to South by Southwest before?
I've been personally a couple of times, and I've played.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that.
It's a fun time.
It's amazing.
I was born in Austin, so I'm excited to take these guys there.
I'm not sure what to expect at all. I've heard it's a bit of a party.
It's a bit of a party.
I guess it's like a festival, so that's what you should expect.
It's a bit of a party, but it's worth it for sure.
It's a fun time.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, you're gonna have to let me know how that goes.
And
also you'll have to let me know when your new album comes out. Do you have a date at all?
Yeah, no, the name's not out yet, but we do have we can give you a rough date. It's
going
to come
in late April.
Yeah, late April, early May.
Right,
singles coming out in April, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we'll keep our eyes on that. Speaking of which, how do people find you, your music, and stuff like that?
Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Bandcamp, we're all Telephones Band, one word, Telephones with an F instead of a PH.
Yeah.
Bandcamp, you can find some of like our older records, stuff that just Wes and Jason are on. You can find the split there. And then we're also on Spotify, just under Telephones, like iTunes, all that jazz.
We just broke our first 1,000 plays.
Broke our first 1,000 plays.
We got, I think, 1,100 plays on Chicago.
That's very exciting.
Like, who's listening to this stuff? I wouldn't know. So.
I'm super excited for you guys. That means things are moving, and I'm looking forward to your long playing EP.
It's gonna
just don't want to call it an album yet.
Yeah, we want the album to be a little like on a slightly more official,
grandiose scale.
It's gonna be a bit of we're excited. We're really excited. We got a lot of plans, so that's.
Actually, I was gonna ask you before you go about the artwork for Rock Your Noodle. Where did that come from?
We actually all made that.
We just kind of spent time just. We
realized we needed the art. we hadn't thought of anything, and we were releasing it under Telephones then instead of Deer Leaf. Originally, it was gonna be Deer Leaf themed art, but then once we decided to release it as Telephones, we had to change that. So we just all got in Photoshop, and that's what came out.
Yeah,
I think the idea is pretty good.
We found the image of the noodles.
Yeah.
We made it pink. We thought it looked good. And then we just found that image of a telephone. And we were like,
okay, free rights image.
Yeah, we're thinking our next one is going to be in a graveyard. We had a nice tea set up.
Yeah.
The table, go to a graveyard.
Hopefully, the next album I should feature all of us on the cover.
Yeah.
If all goes according to plan.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's great, you guys. Thanks so much for joining me today and talking about your music and everything. It's great to meet you all, and I hope you'll come back on the show once you have more music to share.
Oh, absolutely.
We would love to. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Right on. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Many thanks to Wes, Adam, Jack, and Jason for chatting and sharing their music with us. As always, during the interview, the guys shared some of their favorite music, and there was a lot of variety. I personally love that. They introduced me to some great bands. We started off with Dream Love's Wrong Distance and Time, followed by The Comeback from Alex Cameron, a classic from the Yardbirds, Over Under Sideways Down, Edith Piaf with La Vie en Rose, and ending with Abwart's Softly Softly. For more information on all that you hear on the podcast, Go to the Podomatic page to see a full listing of the songs and albums, as well as links to Telephone's Bandcamp and social media pages. Let's continue with some more music from Telephone's. The Rock Your Noodle EP is musically very interesting, going in many directions, but it's always entertaining. Let's check out the band's single from the EP, Mystery Powder, and another track with raw energy, Bad Machine, my personal favorite. You'll also hear their track Ignoramus, Ignoramus, from their Split Election Night single with Tarantula Hands. A great song, despite perhaps being overshadowed by the election results. I'm sure this podcast will take it over the edge.
Thank you.
As always the case, this episode of the podcast has gone by way too fast. To end the show, let's slow it down with another track, Chicago. By the way, all of Telephone's music is available on Bandcamp at a name your own price, so you should probably get on the page right now and start downloading. And as the guys mentioned, they have a new long play EP in the works, and it should be out in the next couple of months, so keep your eyes open for that. Thanks again so much to the guys of Telephones for chatting, sharing their music, and sharing some of their favorites with us. And many thanks to you for listening. Until next time.